The report calls for investment in high-quality, well-paying jobs that can green the planet. Supporters came together on Capitol Hill with advice on how to make that happen. Michigan Senator Debbie Stabenow says her state has faced enormous losses in the auto industry. She says a green-collar agenda can help reverse that trend.
I can sit in Michigan in the beautiful Upper Peninsula and watch barges come down from the St. Lawrence Seaway across Lake Superior, going over to Duluth, Minnesota, that have wind turbines on them, made outside this country. There's no reason that we should not be making them here and using them here.
Stabenow observes that it's a lost opportunity when jobs in the wind and solar energy industry are exported to Mexico or to China for cheap labor. But conditions vary widely for workers at green manufacturers in the United States, according to Philip Matera, research director for the nonprofit Good Jobs First and lead author of the report.
We found examples of very well-paying middle-class jobs in areas such as green construction and manufacturing of components for wind and solar energy and even recycling. But we also found examples of companies that are providing substandard wages, inadequate benefits, and overall poor working conditions.
A green job is not always a good job, says labor leader Terrence O'Sullivan. He urged lawmakers to ensure that the economic recovery includes quality green job standards for middle-class workers.
Green jobs must, at a minimum, make sure that there's prevailing wage protections as well as living wage provisions. That they must have health benefits to follow through with President Obama's commitment to universal health care. And that there must be training requirements. That is what we believe, that we must invest in the green economy, that our government and all of us are obligated to ensure that our investment supports communities and families.
That business strategy has guided Girding Edlin, a real estate development company in Portland, Oregon. Among its landmark projects was transforming an historic sprawling factory compound into a neighborhood of offices, stores, and homes. The company installed solar panels, applied green building standards, put parking lots underground, and recycled almost all construction waste. Girding Edlin executive Denny Wild says the company even went further to create a sustainable and livable community.
We source the materials mostly locally. We dramatically improved the energy and water efficiency, and we installed green roofs. We saved two nationally significant historic landmark buildings, and we did all this while being competitive in a speculative office and residential marketplace.
Wild calls this a win-win strategy for industry and the American worker.
We are absolutely convinced that this is the only successful business model going forward. We can build a healthy environment. We can renovate our cities. We can create and maintain living wage jobs, and we can do this through the new green economy. We think this is the new national model for business of all types, not just construction.
Kathy Duvall agrees with that assessment. Duvall is the political director for the Sierra Club and part of the coalition that commissioned the report. She says partnering with labor groups offers distinct advantages for moving the environmental agenda forward.
And we really do believe that if we're going to make this work, it has to be sustainable. And it's not just, we need to solve global warming, not just to protect the polar bear, which we do and want to, but also to protect American working families. And so it has become an imperative for us to figure out how do we get what we need in this new economy, both for the environment and for American families.
Green jobs, Duvall argues, are not a short-term fix in bad economic times. With so much at stake, she says, the nation must make sure that those jobs are quality jobs that can protect the planet and help the nation prosper. I'm Roseanne Skirbel.